FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the program and bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or maybe even it's something of a personal nature. Anything goes here. And again, it's the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott and Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee. There's no credit card process that you have to go through. It's absolutely free and easy to get to. Just go to freetalklive.com, and there they are.
Or set your podcast thing on, and it'll bring it right to your computer.
Well, there's a few steps you have to go through for the podcast thing, but yes, we are podcasting the show as well. And you can also vote for Free Talk Live, which, if you appreciate the fact that we give you archives for free, you like the show, go ahead and click on Vote for FTL and register your vote. We just had the cool thing about the voting thing that we have on the site, or actually at PodcastAlley.com, is it allows you to leave comments. And recently we had a really positive comment from somebody who basically was thanking us for letting him know that he wasn't the only one in the world who felt the way he felt.
Like, aww.
Yeah, it was really touching. Like, he had never heard any talk radio remotely like Free Talk Live before in his entire life.
That's right. There's nothing like Free Talk Live. There's nobody who's doing this on the radio.
Oh, that's very true. Very true.
So anyway, it's always pleasing to find out we've got new listeners who appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
This is going to be, this week has been a prep-filled week. There have been all kinds of stuff to talk about all week long, and unfortunately, we only have 2 hours per night, except for our Saturday show, which we'll be doing live tomorrow night from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, we're here from 8 to 10 tonight Eastern Time. And there's never enough time to get every single issue out there, man, which never enough time to get.
Always more prep than there is show.
Right. And, of course, then your calls come in and you bring up whatever's on your mind. So I'm really torn as to where to start tonight. Scott, you've got some good stuff.
I do. I always do. What are you talking about?
We'll start with one of yours tonight, since you're our
great.
Guest
so host. Now I have to live up to my boast.
And then we'll tell you about what happened to a Free State Project member in Philadelphia recently. They went on a little trip to visit our nation's liberty heritage, and they were a little shocked at what they encountered. So we'll get to that coming up, and of course your calls at 1-800-259-9231. But Scott, what are you going to start us out with tonight?
Well, actually, there's something that I've been following online recently over the last couple of days, and a friend of mine sent me an article about this. There is an online casino. They advertise everywhere, goldenpalace.com. And
is it related to goldenshowers.com?
No, it's a little bit different.
Yucky.
Actually, I don't even know if that's a real website.
I'm sure it is. It
probably we could is. Check it out on the break. Oh, man. So, Okay. Anyway, goldenpalace.com.
It's a casino.
They're an online casino. Yeah. They have poker, slot machines, stuff like that. And there are athletes that have this company's logo tattooed on them, and they buy advertising. They buy the most bizarre advertising that you can think of there.
So that they get news and shows like this talking about that.
Exactly,
right?
And it works, and I love it. They're responsible for buying some of the most bizarre items on eBay ever known. They bought the Virgin Mary grilled cheese sandwich on eBay.
Really?
They bought the ghost cane. They bought all of the...
And that was just so they could get press coverage from buying it?
Exactly. All these auctions got major news coverage, so Golden Palace made sure they won the auction so that they would get that same news coverage as the winner. So.
Neat.
Kind of makes some sense.
The most recent one, though, this is great. Internet casino goldenpalace.com has come forward as the generous bidder who paid $650,000 in an auction hosted by charityfolks.com for the right to name the new species of monkey discovered in western Bolivia's national park by Dr. Robert Wallace. Basically, all scientists, of course, want to have a species named after them. Oh, sure. I discovered this species. It's the Watson monkey or whatever.
Right, or the Scott monkey.
Well, there was an auction to name Dr. Wallace decided to auction off his naming rights for the naming of this
monkey. That makes sense, because then he could basically fund his next expedition, kind of like getting a free grant, basically.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And the money is going to go towards his organization that he runs.
Right. I think it's a great idea.
So GoldenPalace.com has won this auction, and so the official name of this species of monkey is now the GoldenPalace.com monkey.
That's sweet.
That's the name of it. The GoldenPalace.com monkey, which means in science textbooks, in natural history museums, from now until the end of time, when people are learning about this, that, you know, you'll see in the zoo the GoldenPalace.com monkey in its natural habitat.
Even long after GoldenPalace.com has bit the dust.
Right, exactly. After they spent every last dollar they have on advertising on everything, there will still be the GoldenPalace.com monkey.
Wow. Well, at least GoldenPalace.com will have the ability to sell their website name to some other...
Yeah, this is true.
More frugal online casino, and they will profit from
that's
the,
true. They have a huge built-in ongoing advertising. Yes. Dennis Rodman has a GoldenPalace.com tattoo.
Wow.
A boxer who has the entire logo taking up his entire back, so anytime he's in a match, about 90% of the time you can see the GoldenPalace.com
logo.
We
need to get in touch with their advertising buyers. They apparently have a lot of money to burn.
I know. It's great. Also, recently for, I think it was $12,000... Yeah, $12,000. This woman was auctioning off the rights to name her triplets that she was pregnant with.
Don't tell me they named one Golden, the other Palace, and the final one .com.
No, they haven't decided on the names of the other two. One child will be named GoldenPalace.com, though. There will be one.
Does she have to sign an agreement saying that she will never legally change their names anytime in the future?
Right, exactly. I believe they've chosen the name, and she can't do anything about it until the kid turns 18 and he can change his own name.
Okay, so for... Okay, all right, limited. That makes sense. But only for $12,000?
For $12,000. That's what the buy-it-now price was on eBay.
That sounds like it was a steal. Really?
No, I don't think
so. Three children.
I mean, please. There's how many kids are getting born all over the world each day? It's not worth $12,000.
Yeah, but they did get some press coverage from.
They got some press coverage. That's absolutely true. But I'm
think about how many people you've met in your life, man. Which just passing that you've told your name to.
Yeah, but they're not going to call themselves that. I had a friend whose name was Jonas. We called him Mike.
That's true. A kid could call himself, you know, Dottie if it's a girl. You know, just whatever.
They don't even have to come close.
Maybe they're just trying to introduce gambling to a new generation.
Exactly. Know? All throughout school, during attendance, on report cards, stuff like that. First day of class, the teacher's going to have to call out GoldenPalace.com.
And then all the 7-year-olds or whatever are going to go home and go check out GoldenPalace.com. And maybe get mommy and daddy's credit card and
play a couple of games of roulette.
Yeah. And then that's going to cause a problem in the schools, and then all the parents are going to hear about GoldenPalace.com.
All right, we need to stop, because they've gotten way, way too many free mentions out of this.
Well, it's almost impossible to talk about this.
But I mean, our airtime is valuable. Free State Project. Project.org is paying big money to be on this show.
If they want
to
give me money, I will tattoo something Free State Project on myself. It's not a big deal.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that, but I seriously do think if you get in touch with Golden Palace...
I've already got a porcupine tattooed in a very special place.
We'll cut you a good percentage if you can get that deal done, man. I don't know what they would want us to do, but...
I'm
going to
try and auction off something. Something. I want to sell the naming rights
can
to something.
Can you say new co-host?
I was thinking, you know, I'm doing this radio show. I'm starting to do stand-up and stuff like that. I might auction off my stage name. Whatever it is, my performance name, the air, what I go by on the air,
Because you're turning into a bit of a stand-up comedian.
Right, exactly.
You're starting into the comedy world, you're getting like some gigs at some comedy clubs around the Tampa Bay area.
Yep.
And that's really exciting. So, right now you're using your real name, but what you're saying is you would actually...
Be the GoldenPalace.com comic, or
the FreeStateProject.org comic.
The GoldenPalace.comic. That's right.
Tonight at the Improv, GoldenPalace.com. 1-800-259. Johnson says that GoldenPalace.com, the child could get married to GoVeg.com, and then we could have a .com baby boom.
That's true.
Because somebody else named their kid GoVeg.com.
No, a grown woman changed her name.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So there you go. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free. 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott and Menwich.
The Friday night edition, you call in and bring up anything. And it's that way 6 nights a week. We do the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 Eastern in the evening. Also, the live Saturday show, 7 until 10. And it's always anything goes. At any point, you can call in, interrupt the program. I mean, if we're going back and forth between the three of us and you ring on in and you want to completely change the topic, we'll go right to your call.
That's what we do.
So 1-800-259-9231. Also, check out the Shrine of Female Listeners online at freetalklive.com. We got dozens of ladies who have sent us their photograph to be included on the Shrine because they listen to the show and they're proud of listening to the show and we're proud of them, so we put them on our website. That's the point of the Shrine. So check it out for yourself, freetalklive.com, and see our newest Shriner, who is up there. And actually, we've got a brand new one that I'm going to be putting up this weekend.
Ooh,
from Malaysia.
A new
Another Shriner. International Shriner.
From Malaysia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's from Malaysia, but living in New Zealand right now. So we'll get to that later on. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So, we got this story from one of the Free State Project members who apparently they took a little family trip to Philadelphia. I'll just read her story.
Okay.
It's called Our Day in Liberty by Kat. Liberty is defined as freedom from unjust or undue governmental control. When is government control undue or unjust? Perhaps when it's aimed at the innocent? My 13-year-old daughter, Kira, has been studying the Revolutionary War. I want her to understand the reason the United States became so prosperous. I want her to understand what freedom means, that all men are created equal, that governments derive their power from the consent of the governed, that no free man lives at the expense of another. Kira has been reading about revolutionary heroes, Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, among others. I thought that visiting Philadelphia would be the perfect field trip to learn about liberty.
Sounds like a good idea.
I wound up wanting to weep or scream instead.
Oh.
Upon arriving in Philadelphia, my husband, daughter, and I were walking along the sidewalk when people with guns stopped us and demanded to know where we were going. Now, I'm assuming she means government people. She doesn't specify.
Not just the hoodlums. Just yeah, where are you going, huh?
I indicated Independence Hall, which is the birthplace of liberty in our country. They told me I couldn't just walk over there. I had to be searched and have the proper ticketing. It dawned on me that all the new fences weren't for construction. They were instead for keeping people out.
Hmm.
Never mind that a real terrorist could drive a car bomb right up to the door of the place. So, having driven all the way from New Hampshire to Philadelphia to see this, we submitted to the search and jumped through the free ticketing hoops. Apparently the tickets were free, but you had to go in.
But that's how they keep a certain amount in, of people in the... They control traffic flow in and out of the monuments this way.
Right.
It's nothing new.
She says, while I was waiting to have... I don't know about this, dude. She had her bag x-rayed. Is that... That sounds new to
that
me.
That sounds new. All of that stuff's new, but the ticketing process, just in and of itself, is nothing new.
Okay. I snapped a couple pictures of the security goons who immediately informed me that I couldn't take pictures of their security. But they didn't confiscate the camera, interestingly enough, so she managed to smuggle one of the photos out of there.
Hmm.
Eventually, we were allowed to see inside the Liberty... we were allowed inside to see the Liberty Bell, and were greeted by a huge photo of the communist Nelson Mandela. The Liberty Bell itself turns out to be nice. You can even touch it. We're then allowed to walk across the street to Independence Hall. While waiting for our tour, I read the plaque that tells us the Independence Hall is a World Heritage Site. What do you think that means?
World Heritage? It's a very important site in the world's history as well as the United States history.
According to Kat, according to the plaque, it means that control of it has been given over to the United Nations.
Oh, God.
We've placed our liberty in the hands of the United Nations, she says.
Seriously?
Lovely. That's what she says, I'm assuming.
After
the Independence Hall tour, we went next door, and we decided to see Ben Franklin's Philosophical Society. When a man demanded to search my bag again, I decided I'd had enough liberty for one day and told him I no longer wanted to go inside. And we went home. Sadly, I had to tell Kira that freedom doesn't mean guys with guns telling you where you can, where you can go and searching you when you're not even suspected of committing a crime. What I thought would be a real-world example of what liberty is turned out to be a pitiful reminder of what liberty is not. At least we weren't met with your papers, please. Yet. I just thought that was an interesting little story. And thank goodness she didn't go via airplane. At least they drove there. Otherwise, they'd have, you know, the extra layer of security to go through, the TSA employees.
I understand that point of view, and I understand the point of view of people who want to keep Liberty, the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall safe so that they're, you know, here for our children, too. I can understand both points.
Safe from what?
From, I don't know, somebody who might want to blow them up.
She made the point that you could easily drive a car right up next to the entrance to the place.
I'm not saying these people are smart. I'm just saying that they want to keep the place safe.
He didn't say they were doing a good job of it. He just said the intention is what's really important.
Well, intentions mean nothing. What means something are the results, and the results are tyrannical. And the results are you're searching people for no reason whatsoever. If you want to keep the place safe, don't let anybody in and put up a barricade around the entire building for a few hundred feet. Then it'll be a little bit more safe. Put up some armed guards or something.
It certainly
like
would
that.
Be safe at that point. But
because this is just an illusion, really. It's just
safety is an illusion.
Yes, safety in general is an illusion, but this whole process of searching people to let them go see the Liberty Bell is even more of an illusion. It's just to get them to submit to authority. That's what it is. It's just a process designed to acclimate people to being searched, just like in our airports. They've done plenty of studies that have shown that the airport security, in fact, a recent study, we didn't actually talk about it here, but it showed up in the news. Recent study showed that TSA employees actually are less effective than private security employees.
Yes.
I mean, that's official now. As
I
though
read
we
the
didn't
same study.
Right.
It was conducted by the TSA, actually.
It's amazing that they let stuff like that
so
get released.
They're so incredibly dumb. It's like they love Free Talk Live and they want to give a show prep.
Well, maybe it was our man on the inside.
It could be.
We
have a man on the inside at the TSA.
We actually have a guy who's called the show a couple times within the past 2 weeks who claims to work for the TSA, and it sounds believable.
Can't remember
me.
His name offhand, but
I think it's George. Actually.
George
from the TSA. So I think this is just part of a process. All of this. Because I can't imagine that the security was like this. I remember I went and saw the Liberty Bell when I was a kid. I don't recall any security like that. Of course, it was years ago.
There wasn't any security like that. No.
Right. So why is it now all of a sudden that people are threatening the Liberty Bell? Have they actually received bomb threats for the Liberty Bell? I can't imagine it. Wouldn't you think a terrorist would want to kill some people?
I think with the current situation in America that the park rangers out in Yosemite are probably toting around semi-automatic weapons just to keep us all a little safer.
Sure, you know, it gives them an excuse to show off how tough they are and how good their security measures are.
See, I personally say let them blow up the Liberty Bell. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not like it has any sort of significance anymore.
Well, not even anymore. I mean, okay, great. It's an object that signifies something,
mm-hmm.
but we don't need it in order to continue on with those ideals.
Oh, certainly not.
I mean, if it got destroyed, yeah, it would be a shame that it got destroyed, but at the same time, I don't really think... I don't know. It doesn't seem like a viable target. I don't know. People, they're putting way too much
security...
I agree
that it's not a viable target.
They're putting way too much security around these huge symbolic things that don't mean anything. Anything at all.
But there are security bureaucrats getting paid. They're getting that's like what this is all about, is to pay some bureaucrats in the Liberty Bell office or whatever, the bureaucracy of the people who take care of the Liberty Bell.
They had a new hire quota they had to meet to get funding for the next year, so
who
they
knows?
Put security around the Liberty Bell.
And the other ulterior motive is that they're trying to get us used to this. You have to get through these layers of security to find liberty? Excuse me? More Free Talk Live's coming up.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. There are some things you can do with abandon by the light of the silvery moon, but driving's not one of them. When I come back, I'll tell you why you should give a hoot.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today!
The night has 1,000 eyes.
But you have just two that don't work as well after the sun goes down. Why are traffic deaths four times higher at night? 90% of drivers' reaction is based on vision, which declines significantly at night. With sunsets go powers of peripheral vision, depth perception, and color recognition. And 50-year-olds may need twice as much light as those half their age. Take it from this old owl. Extra caution this Memorial Day weekend is a wise move. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And, of course, tune in online. If you're in an area of the country where you can't listen to us on the radio, you can always get us at freetalklive.com. We get a broadband feed, and we have a dial-up version of the show as well. Of course, the archives and much, much more there at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Let's do an email, shall we, Jess?
Sure.
This one came in from Vladimir. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
Is Vladimir a new person to add to our country list?
He actually is in New Jersey.
Okay. Sure.
I would guess he has some relatives in another country.
Well, that changes what I was going to do.
What were you going to do?
Nothing. Don't worry about
Russian
it.
Russian dance for us or something?
Well, I was thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
Now so, I'll have to do a Jersey dance. And that's...
I don't know if I want to do that.
No, never mind. We won't even go there.
By the way, in regards to emailing the show, just because you email Free Talk Live doesn't mean you're going to get your email read on the air. I'd like to clarify that, because we had somebody who has emailed us a few times and had his emails read on the air kind of make the assumption that he was going to have his most recent email read on the air, and not going to happen. So... by the way, he was emailing on something that he'd read our description, our show description at freetalklive.com, and emailed about the show description, like comments on one of the topics that we brought up in the show description. He didn't actually listen to that part of the show. I said, dude, if you're not going to listen, if you aren't listening to the show and commenting on the show, we're definitely not going to read your email on the air. So there you go.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Yeah, if you want to get on the air, if something's really important to you, you have to dial in toll-free. That's the guaranteed way to get on international radio like this.
What Ian's trying to say is, stop trying, dude. We're done with you. Done.
Oh, he's a good guy. 800-259-9231. So Vladimir says, subject line, what is free market? I listened to a couple of your shows and decided to ask a question. I find the whole idea of libertarianism as utopian mix of anarchism and ultra-capitalism. Maybe I'm wrong, but what exactly is your definition of free market economy?
Free market economy is an economy that's not stifled by the government.
I would say the free market economy is any... You can have a free market in a specific industry as well, I think, and that is an industry where government is not involved, period. Government would only be there to possibly enforce contracts, disputes, and that's about it.
Inside the market.
Inside the market. That's about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But libertarianism is not like anarchism in that there is no government.
No.
That is not so. It's certainly a smaller government, but a smaller government doesn't mean no government by any stretch of the imagination. We had a smaller government in this country for its first 200 years. It's only really, really, really started to grow in the last 30 since the Great Society. It certainly had its...
It really started to take off after the Civil War, in my opinion.
Well, that's when after the Civil War.
Yes.
But, I mean, it takes a little time to ramp up.
And I think the income tax was the real fifth gear, if you will, for our government.
Well, the income tax wasn't taxing us very heavily until like the 60s, when they had things to tax for. Johnson's Great Society, all those welfare programs, mm-hmm.
So there you go. Free market at 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment or if you want to answer Vladimir's questions. So he says, I understand that the only laws, institutions that you support is police and military. So there would be no restrictions on the market? Are you proposing to eliminate anti-monopoly laws too?
Of course.
Yes.
Definitely. First ones to go.
Why is that?
Antitrust laws and anti-monopoly laws are, well, I don't know, they have a tendency, in my opinion, to be some of the most horrible things on there because they restrict the growth of a company that otherwise would not be restricted. They don't even restrict the growth because you can still obtain a virtual monopoly in a market today. It doesn't really stop all that much. All it does is it makes things harder, makes things more expensive, and all of these laws that are put in place, the regulations and everything that are all tied to these laws, stop smaller businesses from growing.
A good example of the anti-monopoly laws being used to stifle innovation would have to be the Microsoft case.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what it was, basically, first of all, let's lay down the facts. Microsoft is not a monopoly. We've had people claim that it is on this show before, and it's just not. They have competitors.
Not at all.
As long as you have competition, you're not a monopoly. As long as you're not the only choice in a marketplace, in a specific division of a marketplace, you're not a monopoly. Now, good examples of monopolies would be your power company,
mm-hmm.
your cable company, in some cases, although they've now developed, now the market has kind of worked around their monopoly and created satellite, so there's another option. But before satellite, you know, affordable satellite came out, cable was a monopoly. These are government-approved monopolies,
right.
And that's the only way, and that's the most important key that you can understand about monopolies, is that monopolies cannot exist without government approval. Unless somebody sitting in a high position of authority deems it so, there will never be a monopoly in the marketplace.
So how come Microsoft is so big?
Because they're better.
They satisfy people's needs. They produce a product that people want to use.
Apple was a superior computer.
That's great. Apple didn't have... Okay.
Beta was superior to VHS.
Microsoft has better business people behind it. That's exactly what it is. Microsoft has people behind it who know how to make the deals, who know how to do what's necessary in order to get their product to the market faster. And
Microsoft doesn't make hardware, let's be clear. Apple, while they make software, they also make hardware. And what you were referring to when you said a better computer, did you mean better operating system? Because I don't agree with you that Mac OS is a better operating system.
It was in 1989. And
well,
they had
change.
But in 89, they had a Windows kind of format thing, and then all there was DOS.
That was in 84, actually.
Well, but it was too in 89.
Well, actually, no, Windows was already out by then.
Didn't Xerox come out
not
with the
like
first...
Not any real... Not, no one was using it.
Okay.
Didn't Xerox come out with the first graphical user interface?
They never released it.
Right.
It was something they had in development, and their higher-ups decided they didn't want to release anything like that. And so the technology... both Apple and Microsoft came in and took a look at the technology... And
really?
They got it demonstrated to them, and then they built their own platforms based on what they saw.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Yep. So Microsoft is not a monopoly. As long as there's in a free market, the reason why a monopoly can never exist is because if a company starts getting big and starts grabbing a huge market share, or even if they're the only person in your town, even if they're the only company in your town providing whatever, providing widgets to the town,
right?
You are always... free, hence the term free market, you're always free to start your own widget manufacturing operation and compete with the existing businesses. The only thing that could possibly stop you from creating your own business in a free market would be the government.
Right.
Then, of course, it wouldn't be a free market anymore because the government at that point would be installing restrictions, installing rules and regulations.
And there's always a way to compete against a given, a given business. I mean, with Walmart, you can compete with, offering better service.
Absolutely.
Or, with Microsoft, I don't know what you'd offer. But
there's Linux, there's, like you said, Mac OS, there's all kinds of weird little oddball Linux derivation systems out there. There's various, there's OS X, there's various other competing operating systems out there for you to put on your computer.
What about OS 2, isn't it?
OS2 doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. More about monopolies in the free market, and if you've got comments, you make them at 800-259-9231. If you want to change the topic, you can do that as well. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
We are doing the Friday night edition of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Reading an email from Vladimir. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, which may or may not get you on the air. In this case, Vladimir is on air, and we're talking about his questions about the free market. He doesn't quite have a grasp on what it is. And it's real simple what it is. It just means the market as it exists without government interference, without government regulation, government meddling. That's the free market. Now, how that actually manifests itself is, it's difficult to say what the free market would be like because we've never quite experienced it. We're in a semi-free market here in the United States. You're somewhat free to go ahead and start your own business.
Kinda.
You're kinda free to go and compete with other established businesses, but unfortunately, government rules and regulations tend to prevent people from doing that sort of thing. And so Vladimir has asked if we support eliminating anti-monopoly laws. And I say absolutely.
Yes.
And again, the reason for this is because monopolies are only allowed by government. The only way you can have a monopoly is if government says, Manwich, you are the only person who can host a talk radio show in America.
God, can you imagine how bad your talk radio show would be? Because you don't have to worry about being good.
All right. You have to do, you don't really even have to show up every day. You just, it doesn't matter what you do, you have it, and right. No one else can.
Yep.
Kind of like the water company.
Kind of like the power company.
Yeah.
Does anybody, is there anyone in America that lives in an area of the country where there are two power companies to choose from?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
Tampa Bay area.
You can actually...
No, no, not the Bay Area. I mean a house.
Like, yeah,
you can have
you
a choice
live somewhere
of...
where you can call up an alternative power company that will feed you power.
I don't want FPL and Florida Power and Light anymore. I want TECO. I want Tampa right. Energy Company.
Exactly, yes.
You there actually are, choose there, between the two.
There are areas around... There are areas there where you can have the choice between the two. Yes.
I can't even imagine that so.
So there are very, very few, probably very slight areas where there is a non-monopoly status.
But at just even though there are small areas where that is available, still that in the majority of the country, in our area and every area that I know, other than these few like fringe areas where territories overlap, there isn't that option.
Yeah.
Someone couldn't come in and start their own power company.
And that doesn't represent competition because... While the individual can choose between two power companies, it is choosing between two power companies that are not supported by that individual's revenue, but they're supported by a large base of revenue by people who don't have a choice.
That's true.
So that's not competition.
Right. And yeah, they're both government approved.
I mean, you do get to choose. It is not competition.
Anyway, I think we made it clear that government is the only group that can approve a monopoly. That can actually, the only way a monopoly can exist is if government says it's okay.
Yes.
And it's
which
never
means,
okay.
Which means that a monopoly cannot exist in the free market.
Because you're free to
start
market, your
own business. Free market, yes. Monopoly, no.
Thank you.
Never, never. Not
so,
ever.
Mr. Vladimir says, in your free market survival of the fittest model, you're bound to end up with a number of monopolies who would try to control the market.
No, no. Not ever, ever.
See, now that's just it. Somebody who makes a statement like that has never actually done any sort of research into monopolies.
Well, they kind of look at situations like Microsoft, which I asked you a bunch of questions about because I knew it was going this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft, who has done very well in what is basically an unregulated market
right.
Of the computer industry. So they, you know, that's one of the things they rush to.
Even, I don't have it in front of me, but there's an excellent book, Healing Our World, by Dr. Mary Ruart. And in that book, she talks about, is it Rockefeller, the guy that did the oil? Was it, or is that somebody else? What, there's some sort of
Carnegie.
Old, oh, Carnegie, that's it. Dale, so was that who it was?
Dale Not Carnegie? Dale Carnegie, it's,
one of those old rich names was an oil baron,
it's
right?
A different
one of these,
Carnegie.
Right, one of these, Andrew Carnegie.
Andrew Carnegie, that's it.
One of these oil barons who own something like 90% of the market, and everybody's always labeling him as a, you know, robber baron or a monopolist or whatever. Well, mm-hmm. If you have 90% of the market, by definition, you are not a monopoly. There are people who have 10% of the market, or 5%, and another 3%, and another 2% over there. That are competing with that 90% holder, mm-hmm. that are trying to get back some of that 90%. And if you just let the market do its magic, the best company will win the day. And the competing, and that doesn't mean there necessarily has to be one company that will win, because if you look over time at all the various different companies, they tend to come and go, don't they?
Yeah.
Woolworths is gone.
Yep. So is Woolco. So is Kress.
Woolworths used to be one of the... biggest
yeah.
department store chains, general store chains in the entire country.
Yep.
Nobody 50 years ago, when they were hot, and weren't they hot 50 years ago?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you would have asked somebody if they thought Woolworths was going to disappear
Can't imagine.
Anytime, they would never have been able to consider
no.
that.
I've been to Walmart of its time.
Right.
Yep, I've been to one Woolworths once in my life when I was like 7.
Yeah, there was one still here in the Tampa Bay area when I was young as well, and then they shut down. And they weren't a large store at all. They were in the mall.
Right, yeah. Exactly. The right. Woolworths I went to was in the mall, kind of like an inline store that they had for a Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
It was the exact same thing.
Yeah. And they're gone. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Now, why did they go away? Why were they so big in 1950, and now they're nowhere? What did they do wrong? Something.
Something.
See, that's just it. They did something wrong. Their customers told them, hey, you're doing something wrong. And they didn't change their ways. They didn't adjust to the market's
times.
Adjustment. Because the market will continue. The demands of the consumers will continue to change over time. And if you're not prepared to meet that demand with your product or your service, you're going to go out of business.
Yep.
And that's okay. He calls it survival of the fittest. That's the way it should be.
Yep.
We shouldn't be propping up businesses that can't do their business. Businesses that are angering their clients and providing shoddy products and services deserve to fail. Let them be replaced by somebody new. That's the way the market's supposed to work. When the government gets involved, it screws it all up. Free Talk Live. Coming back.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves if you want to. Otherwise, we'll have fun, as we always do. We always have fun on Free Talk Live. It's a fun show. At least, so the program directors tell me. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition. You can bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts in, over 400 users interacting there. So be sure you go check that out. It's like the Free Talk Live playground. So if you don't have enough fun listening to us, you can always get interactive at freetalklive.com. We are reading an email from Vladimir, and he just doesn't quite understand, and he lives in New Jersey, so we understand, Vladimir. They tend to brainwash the New Jersey people up there. I was up there in New Jersey, and they have signs, actually, that say, in some of the areas, we're a progressive community. We're progressive here in New Jersey.
What's that mean?
Well, that's the new hot term for liberal or socialist.
I see.
They're progressing towards socialism. and communism.
Was that really progress?
No. No, I don't think so, but some people consider it that, because that's, you know, that's their life dream. Anyway, Vladimir has had some questions about the free market and monopolies, and now he's saying another clear example of how, well, I'm not sure what this example is, but anyway, he claims that administrative costs for Medicare stands at 4%, as opposed to 14% for private plans. Now, he doesn't, and then he says, hence, market solutions are not always the most efficient. But he doesn't cite any sort of source for that. And those numbers just sound totally, totally outlandish.
Yeah, they don't make any sense at all. Not.
I don't know what he means by administrative costs. Does that mean that
the bureaucrats and what they get paid, you know, the people behind the scenes?
Yeah, the overhead for Medicare, I can't imagine that. Because the overhead for welfare is about 60 to 75%. Meaning that those dollars, those tax dollars that go into the welfare program, 75% of them comes off the top, goes to the middle-class bureaucrat to administer the program, and then the remaining 25% gets distributed to the welfare recipients.
That sounds right.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
I can't say. Even the most tightly run private charity can't really go any lower than a 10% overhead. You know, they have a tough time. I mean, you got to pay for rent, you got to pay for your toll free line. You've got some other costs every month. You know, your power bill that you have to pay as being a charity. I can't imagine Medicare possibly could get by with a 4% overhead, if that's indeed what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't believe that number.
Because I'm sorry, Vladimir. Any way you cut this pie, socialism doesn't work. It just doesn't. Yeah, okay, some people get medical care and it's free, with quotes around it, because it's not free. Everybody's paying for it. Everybody's paying through the nose for it. As a matter of fact, Vermont is looking at creating socialized health care within the state.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, this is going to be interesting, because obviously we don't support this idea. I mean, it's bad. It's going to impoverish the people of Vermont even more than they currently are today. And it's already, back in the 70s, a bunch of socialists moved into Vermont, and they've kind of had an effect on the state. But it will be interesting to see, if they do pass it, what happens within 2 or 3 years, because New Hampshire, as of last year, was the number 2 most healthy state in the Union. Can you imagine it in 5 years from now, Vermont with their socialist health care, New Hampshire with the free market health care, New Hampshire's number 1 healthiest state, Vermont's number 50? Gee, what are they doing wrong over there? More Free Talk Live's on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control at 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...